Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, seeing truth in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? When we look into God's Word and use it as a mirror, we see two superimposed views. We see the image of the holy person God created us to be, and we see the contrasting unholy behavior. Let's use today's first reading from James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27, to sort them out. Quick to hear. Do we pay attention to God every moment of every day? What if he tells us something we don't like? What if he speaks through a person we don't like? What if we're busy thinking about someone else who needs to hear this? Slow to speak. Do we pause to pray and discern the right moment to open our mouths? Slow to anger. Is our anger justified or is it self-defensive and reactionary? Put away all filth. Do we assume that our bad habits are not affecting our eternal souls? Do we watch immorality on TV with the excuse that since we're not imitating it, God doesn't mind? Put away evil excess. Do we pay for expensive cars and houses and other excesses while ignoring the needs of the poor? Look at all the verses this way. Oh, but we prefer to see walking trees. As in today's gospel reading from Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. We don't want to look too closely because we're afraid we're so spiritually ugly that we cannot be forgiven, or we're afraid we're so good at being sinful that we won't want to change. Well, guess what? Jesus assures us that we are still loved and treasured. He gives us the desire to change and the tools for making the changes. He admires the holy person in the mirror, instead of just focusing on our sins, and affirms that this is who we really are. Why did Jesus take the blind man's hand and lead him outside the village? Jesus usually healed people completely in one try, but this time more time was required. Why? I suspect the man didn't believe he was worth healing. Jesus had to get him away from the people who thought his blindness was a punishment so that he could reassure him of his goodness. Jesus is doing the same for you. He is tilting his head close to yours and assuring you that you are a beautiful person underneath the ugliness of sin. With his gentle help, the truth will set you free to become who you really are, as a holy child of God.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.